Hey, Opal. It's okay. It's okay.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to A to ADD. This is the local Lawrence Poolcast.
I am Yuri Zupancic. Okay.
Jeremy Morris. Hanging out at poolside.
Cool. We decided that this is Memorial Day, so I was talking to Yuri a while ago about doing a podcast for the upcoming show that you guys are doing in Kansas City with, is it Studio B or B Studios?
Studio B or B Gallery.
B Gallery, okay. So, yeah. So now we are at the pool at my apartment complex over here at Village Square. Kicking it on Memorial Day. There's a lot of people here. It's been pretty funny so far, I would say. Pretty eclectic.
Definitely.
Group of characters. So if you do hear noise or anything else, it's because you are experiencing our Memorial Day with us.
Yeah, we're always trying to splice some splashes into the mix anyway.
we were in there last week. So the name of your show coming up is Dreamland?
That's right.
Okay. And then it's, you're also with Jeremy Rockwell.
Yeah.
So Yuri Zupancic, Jeremy Morris, Jeremy Rockwell, who's also in France right now.
Yeah, he's still there. And he coined the term Dreamland.
Okay.
Dreamland.
Yeah.
Breakfast in cemetery. Boy tasting wild cherry.
Gotcha.
Touch girl, apple blossom. Just a boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer.
We can just scoot another chair back here if you want to chill.
It's all right. I need to be kind of mobile because I'm watching the little one too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have Opal running around here.
Hey, Opal.
We got the family here. This is how we do it.
Before we get some quotes from there too.
You can go over by the water, but just stay close, right? Not way over there.
Go play with Ann. They just put it out there, hey, we want you guys to do another show.
Cool.
And so for the past, year, we've been tossing ideas around and trying to figure out what to do and be like, basically it came down to the slot that we were offered was coming up pretty quick, and yet, Jeremy obviously still hasn't made it back from Paris since last August when we arrived, and I've been in and out of the place.
Sure.
So it's just kind of one of those things, we'd be walking down some cobblestone path in the middle of the night and be like, oh yeah, we have that art show coming up.
So then, okay, so then basically, though, is scale is something that's going to be play a part in this with this, like, larger gallery? I mean, are you guys working on, like, what's the, is there an average scale between the three of you, or?
It's anywhere in between, like, between, like, 3x3 and...
Big 1x1, man.
Yeah.
Right, because you do a lot of paintings recently on, like, microchips and stuff like that I've seen.
Yeah, tiny.
Tiny stuff. Yeah. But then also, I know, like, even looking at the postcard, there's, like, looks like some fairly large mixed media pieces.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
There's some 6x4 pieces, and then Rockwell's got 6 large paper pieces. They're like 3x2 feet, I think.
Sure.
It's a series he was working on, and he did a piece a week, I think it is.
Yeah, he did one drawing per week for 8 weeks. And we've got 5 of those in the show of what we brought back to Kansas.
It's funny, I mean, you can see, like, times where I was talking to him on the phone, and you could tell the piece was in front of him, and he was taking notes on what we were talking about, and so it kind of shows up in his artwork that way.
Yeah, and there'd be a circle drawn around the plate that he used to eat his lunch off of, and some wine spilled from the evening.
Right. He basically lived with the pieces for a week, and then whatever came of it ended up behind a frame.
Okay, all right. Just kind of back to the France issue. Like, how did that change you or change your work? Specifically, Yuri?
Well, in the medium category, works on paper. Because Rockwell and I kind of inherited a large amount of amazingly good paper, and which we had never really dabbled in before. And so that was the most convenient way for us to work, and so it was a good excuse to find a new way to work, in which case... With Rockwell, he was doing a lot of drawings.
Sure.
And in my case, I was doing a lot of grattage, or like scraping paint on the metal grates in the street.
Right, right.
And Rockwell, too. Oh, no! You can see it very clearly in the mediums, but you can also see it very clearly, yeah, in the styles. There's something different going on.
In the imagery itself.
Yeah, I think in a way we've kind of liberated us from certain pressures you might feel here art-wise.
Your painting scratch lines and gold. Was
and so I think all three of us have, for whatever reason, over the last year, found a lot more liberty and a lot more freedom to express ourselves without trying to make it look any certain way. We just put it all out there.
Because there is some sort of confines that does come with contemporary art. I'm not doing that. Even if it's not something you're anti, but the idea that you know that, say, like, floating heads, crystals, rainbows, all these things are something that exists so heavily in contemporary art all the way from coast to coast, that if you're not doing it, you're actively not doing it.
Ladies right. and gentlemen,
we have another victim. Your boy. You know, like when you're in the club and you see that bitch like what? Going off in this hole, bitch, I'm on my own. Crank that new your boy. Crank that new your boy. Crank that new your boy. Crank that new your boy.
You're somewhere else, and suddenly it's just very, wow, okay. I don't even have to think about this because I'm so turned on by my environment.
Well, it puts it in perspective, too, when you go somewhere else, and they have a completely different set of criticisms.
Right.
And so it's easier to disqualify all criticisms when you've go from being immersed in one form of Kansas. In general, I think... having to prove the value of art itself with every piece,
uh-huh.
and going to Paris where everybody on the street likes art.
Right.
It's just like it's a common thread.
Yeah.
And so the pressures there are different.
The culture is a lot different.
The culture is different, and the history of art is immense there. And it's maybe too immense to be free in certain ways because you feel burdened by it. The grand sure. history of art, which is kind of the opposite of being out in the Midwest, where the pressure is more to put any value on the entire history of art.
This is sunblock.
Oh. Yeah, sunblock. Where's the sunblock?
Okay, shall we noodle at the beginning?
Yeah.
You feel
lucky to run into a random stranger who has an appreciation for art of any form
yeah.
in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Whereas in a place like Paris, that's not even a question. I mean, of course, in many conversations, all you're going to get is negative criticisms about a whole bunch of different things, but it just shows that they actually care, and it's just part of life. Just in the way that we, like it or not, we understand that agriculture is a part of life.
Right.
Paris, France, like it or not, you understand that art is a part
yes.
of life.
Jeremy, you've been here just chilling, doing what you're doing. Like, what exactly have you been up to in the last, couple months? Like, what are your inspirations for the moment? What are things that have been kind of turning you on to sort of get...
I would say Opal's my inspiration these days.
Your daughter.
Yeah. Working from home, I'm around her all day, every day. And I just make art available. And she's the one that actually activates the surface for me. I just give her a paintbrush and watered down paint
right.
and just let her throw paint at a canvas.
Awesome.
And then, kind of work my style into it. So it's a lot of my pieces are collaborations with her,
uh-huh.
honestly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can tell, 2 years ago, where muted colors, very dark, to now it's splashes of color everywhere and I would say that that's the biggest thing that's changed for me is just using a lot of color and just playfulness and kind of reliving childhood a little bit with my daughter.
Sure.
The activation of a surface is an important link between all of us, and I think that's also a sign to something we understand about the creative process, being to take your influences and take wherever you are and whoever you are and whatever the heck's around you and do something with it. In which my favorite description of that is by kind of twiddling the knobs on life and reality and context. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we do in whatever things, whether it's this crazy beautiful old world city or this beautiful 2-year-old daughter or whatever it may be, we're taking what's in our face and really inspiring us and starting with that and then adding to it.
Mommy, Daddy, Mom, Dad.
You have no mother or father.
Yeah, I do.
No, they left. They went somewhere else.
No, they are not. You are, I do.
I don't know you.
Dad.
Don't touch me. Don't call me that in public.
So then do you guys have any specific, like, let's just go down. I mean, like, film, music, artists in general, or just, I don't know, anything.
Definitely inspired by, in my case, Max Ernst and some of the other surrealist artists who worked in Paris and really made this kind of great pull to liberate the subconscious, which is, I feel like, something that all three of us do in many ways. In our own way, we try to find a way to think with our entire brain, not just the logic. So it's really any time we see the dreams of the subconscious set free and empowered.
And Enter Dreamland, featuring works by Yuri Zupancic, Jeremy Rockwell, Jeremy Morris, and last but not least, Fresh Produce Art Collective will be showing a salon-style show as well. Only seen at Studio B, 2016 Main Street, KC Mo. Thanks for listening to ADD, ADD, ADD.
The only thing I gotta get to is food eventually. I wanna have a little barbecue today sometime somewhere. Casey just even hit me up. It's Casey and Barsh. Come out here with Barsh. Like a brother, like, one of his brothers lives in Chicago, right by Lake Michigan, and everything. He's up there right now, and they're like, I'm not even here, and I walk by, and they're here. Just like, hey, what's up, guys? Hoping that Casey and some of those dudes will roll out and text a bunch of people, but kinda, I'm a big wuss when it comes to like the sun, because it burns so easily. So obviously, today I was like second guessing what was gonna be going down. Yeah, when's the bonfire? We don't have to talk about it on the podcast. We might want to like acknowledge the bonfire, but then not say when or where.
Yeah.